You're tuned into 91.3 KXEI Tucson. My name's Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. We're now ready to send it over to Studio 2A. I'm joined this week by Imogen Rose for the next hour. We'll be in Studio 2A enjoying music. We'll chat in about 10, 15 minutes or so. But first, without further ado, live from Studio 2A, here's Imogen Rose.
Found her with a flower in her pocket, calls all of her old lovers friends, and she's got Hugh wrapped around her finger. Need to tie up loose ends, but you know that seduction pairs well with self-destruction, like drinking yourself to death with a fine wine. But you'd not heed the warning till you wake up in the morning. Dream, she only stays the night, and loving her comes easy as breathing. So what's the harm in a little bit of dreaming? Watch her teeth, but all you can see is her reflection dancing so gracefully, but all you can hear is your confession, and you know that mistakes only end up. Color. time. See if they made a movie about our two lives. I'd not get a card in yours, but you'd star in mine. And is it vain to feel hurt over feeling forgotten while you're doing just fine? And is it silly that I still think about your sister? You know, we were friends first, and I kinda really miss her. I guess Arizona is treating you well, but I gotta get out of this 100-degree hell. And I have a whole life you know nothing about, and I still spend my time hoping I'll see you. I've been having a hard time writing new songs, 'cause your name always shows up where it doesn't belong. So screw you for being so damn good, 'cause I haven't moved on quite like I should. And I have a whole life you know nothing. Scares me that being friends didn't work out, 'cause a part of me came from part of you, and I don't know if you can say the same. Yes, a part of me is terrified of wanting you, and I don't know if you're the one to blame. She told me to come in closer, pressed her lips against my shoulder, moving, playing. We let the credits roll all night. Lay my head down, Timothy Chalamet in the background. Room is swaying, say my name, turn out the lights. Oh, take my hand, give me this dance. I was never one for romantic antics, but I might as well take a chance. You know I live for nights like these, tangled up in linen sheets, but I'm yours undeniably. Don't try to stop a heart in motion, give myself up to your devotion. I'm yours undeniably. Oh baby, I'm yours undeniably. We sat in the park at sunset, picnic basket picture perfect. Lovely lady, let me look at you a while. Lay my head down, macked Marco plays in the background. Sky turns navy, da 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 da. Oh, take my hand, give me this dance. I was never one for romantic antics, but I might as well take a chance. You know I live for nights like these, tangled up in linen sheets, but I'm yours undeniably. Don't try to stop a heart in motion, give myself up to your devotion. I'm yours undeniably. Oh baby, I'm yours undeniably.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXEI Tucson. My name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I am pleased to be in Studio 2A with Imogen Rose. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me. My goodness.
Yeah, feel free to drink water.
I'm going to open up
a bottle. I'll kill time here for a minute. So we are so happy to have you. You're the second guest that we've had back in Studio 2A in the last 2.5 years. So really, really thrilled that we were able to get you in here. And want to begin at the beginning. So let's talk a little bit about your journey becoming a songwriter, starting to perform out. How long have you been writing songs?
I've been writing songs since my freshman year of high school. I just graduated. And really consistently, probably since the beginning of the pandemic. Hmm. Yeah, so for the last like 3-4 years.
So I'm curious, in terms of the impact that the pandemic had on your writing, was it a question of opportunity that, like, with, you know, more time on your hands, I suppose, that was the impetus for recommitting to writing, or do you think that that there were other triggers along the way? Was it more coincidental that the proliferation in your writing coincided with the start of the pandemic?
I think that that's a great question, because I think every writer was like, I should have all these songs written by now. But I'm also stuck at home, and why aren't I creating? I turned 16 during the pandemic, mm-hmm. and that was like a very emotional process. I think like going into the older years of being a teenager and feeling like my like peak years of high school are being taken away from me, and I broke up with my boyfriend, and it all happened during COVID.
Yeah.
But I think that emotion may have been like just as strong during that time, but less tangible for me. Like I wouldn't have had any time to reflect on it. So I'm like shaking over here. Yeah.
So the, I'm curious, you know, given that a lot of these songs were coming out during the pandemic, and that, you know, that spark of creativity came during that period, I would assume that the context in which you were writing and playing these songs for yourself was one where you weren't necessarily getting that kind of immediate feedback from a live setting, right? Not pulling out a new song you wrote last week at a show, but had probably more time with some of these songs just for yourself or for any close friends that you happen to share them with. Do you think that period of having fewer opportunities to play out impacted the way that you approached either the writing or the rewriting and editing of songs that were kind of in development during that period?
Absolutely. Yes, and I've been reflecting on this specific question a lot, because for the past year, I have been in school, but also performing more than I ever have. Mm-hmm. And every time I'm practicing for the next gig. Mm. And every time I'm writing, I'm hoping to write a new song for the next gig, so I'm not playing the same stuff. And I think that having that space to really just be close with the songs and only focus on having them say what I want them to say, rather than whether or not they're like catchy enough or new mm-hmm. enough. Yeah, and I'm actually planning on playing a very brand new song here. And it's like, I like playing songs as they develop. I like mm-hmm. playing them at the beginning stages of having just written them to mm-hmm. continuing to put them in my set until finally they're like a staple.
Right.
Just because like music lives and breathes and grows and isn't like a perfect thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry, I'm really nervous. I'm like shaking.
That's all right. So the, I think that one of the things that I was so excited about when I found your music during the pandemic was the sense of that, you know, and I recognize that this is coming from the outside, right? From you probably were very acutely aware of your sort of stages of musical development, some of which were probably happening kind of behind the curtain before you were recording and putting music out to the world. But I was amazed at what a polished, kind of complete package it was, that your songwriting was very unique and nuanced, that you have such a strong voice, and that the whole package kind of came together in a way where it just felt like it sort of popped out of like a alien landing in, you know, my Spotify playlist. Like, where did this come from? And so I'm curious, were you somebody who had wanted to write music for a while before you started doing it? Like, did you have snippets of songs that were in your head and start to think of yourself as someone who wanted to be a musician before you started the disciplined practice of actually sitting down and writing a full song? Or did that happen pretty quickly once you decided you wanted to start writing?
Mm. Yeah. Well, I've always been a singing child, just mm-hmm. around the house. And my family, like, never discouraged that. And I think I remember in second grade, like, writing a song for my second grade crush, like, comparing him to Superman and, like, making weird metaphors that I didn't really understand. And then I learned some chords on the piano, and, like, when I was 10, and wrote my first song then. So I've been writing in general, but I've never seen it as a practice or like a real outlet of self-expression. And I date the beginning of my writing practice back to 4 years ago, because I learned to play the guitar to accompany myself in my writing. And that was really when something clicked, just that summer. And something clicked and I started being able to express myself like with the guitar, and really it made sense in a new way. So I've always been writing, but I haven't had the tools to write really and be a human being with music until then. Yeah.
When you started playing out, you know, over the last year or so, did you find that like, how did you sort of find your live voice, your live presence? Like, having gone a couple of years, you know, where shows just weren't really, weren't an option for that matter, I'm curious, what was your process for sort of finding your stage sea legs as you were starting to play out more over the last year?
I've never really thought about that before. I played at this fabulous open mic at Reed Park back in August of 2020, like when things were still really frightening, but just had calmed down with the pandemic. And like, Reed Park has this massive stage and everything was very like, everyone was 20 feet apart at all times, sitting on the grass, completely spread out. And there was this great sound system. And John Fraley, Cat Mountain, he set up the open mic and kept it going. And that was a great way just to play my songs and get to like see the same people over and over again. Even if I was only going like once a month or maybe twice a month, it was weekly, I think. And after that, I played out a little bit, but it just happened like all at once. I had this really cool experience at the open mic, getting to like feel like a musician and come into myself and have the confidence to then go to Groundworks, which is where I eventually started playing and have mostly played there. And I love Groundworks. Go Groundworks. yeah, it's just like the community of... I'm really going around your question, but to answer it directly, being around really kind people in a really small venue or a really intimate setting allows for myself to come through as the performer. And also, my mom was at like every show, and she would just give me feedback afterwards and just say like, be yourself, be honest, be real. So I try to be, because any other way doesn't work at all. So
Well, that's a perfect note to transition into our next set here. So what are you going to share with us next?
Next, I'm going to play a song that I wrote right at the beginning of high school, young baby me. It's called Here Bleeding. I think I wrote that about like a friend I fell out with, but I had a really great way of like exaggerating things and changing the perspective. So I like to play that one. And then I'll play a love song I wrote, and then the new song that I've been working on.
Great.
Yeah.
Sounds good. You're listening to Imogen Rose live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only.
Too close, too quickly, too far to find me once again. I'm sorry I ever fell at all. Your words so softly I've learned are deadly. They kept me waiting as you watched me fall apart. But there's only myself to blame for trying when I knew it would always be the same. 'Cause he danced the way you do around the burning flame that I poured my soul into. Oh, dousing me in gasoline just to entertain you. You knew my past, promised that it wouldn't last. That's when just friends turned into something more. Oh, but you lied and left me to lie here bleeding, and I can't stand knowing that I've been here before. But there's only myself to blame for trying when I knew it would always be the same. 'Cause he danced the way you do around the burning flame that I poured my soul into. Oh, dousing me in gasoline just to entertain you. Here we are again, same voice stuck in my head. To blame for trying when I knew it would always be the same. 'Cause he danced the way you do around the burning flame that I poured my soul into. Oh, dousing me in gasoline just to entertain. Beauty once
once bloomed in the sacred confines of my room, intertwined her body with mine, and still stood the time when she kissed me goodnight, every word that she whispered forever in my mind. For to be held is to be undone. Two bodies become one, regrown as a woman in love. Let the record play while we watch the room sway. We're reeling, really feeling the blood in our veins. And darling, just stay while we watch the world wash away. Sit and chatter to the pitter patter of the midnight rain. Oh, dim the lights and lock the doors. Say my name once more. I'm yours as a woman in love. Hold, friend, we're back home and each other once again. Unfolding in your fingers as they linger on my skin. And though we don't know how this will end, just spend the night and hold me close. Say goodbye before you go. Oh, 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 call me by my first name. Leave me feeling never the same. Forever a woman in love. Oh, forever a woman in love. Forever a woman in love.
You're listening to Imogen Rose live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only. And if you want to go back and listen to this performance, you can head to kxci.org, head over to the playlist page, and you can find an archive of all of our recent shows on KXCI over the last 2 weeks, including our most recent Locals Only. So this one will be up. Once we wrap up, you can go back and revisit the full performance.
All right.
Soon I can buy my lottery ticket, and I'm not prepared for all that comes with it. I've been playing the numbers game for a while now. You seem twice your age, they've been saying for a while. See, was some sweet consideration when you found me while looking for validation. And I can almost hear him now. All I ever really told her is that I'd take her out if only she were a bit older. He knows no consequences, just a compliment he says, and he's doused in confidence as he watches his words run through my head. And I am paying for it, cause he can't help but say what he needs. Your intention doesn't mean much when she is 17. And the worst part is you could call me compliant. I guess that's what I get for being so damn defiant. So why are you looking at me in what used to be that charming way? When you and I both know there's nothing safe that I can say. 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 There's nothing safe. He knows no consequences. Just a compliment, he says, and he's doused in confidence as he watches his words run. Attention is worth nothing when she is 17. Have I mentioned I'm in high school? Have I mentioned that I'm still 17? I think I mentioned I'm in high school. Right after you mentioned your PhD, have I mentioned I'm in high school? Have I mentioned that I'm still 17? School right after you, right after you. He knows no consequences, just a compliment, he says, and he's doused in confidence as he watches his words run through my head. And I am paying for it, cause he can't help but say what he means. Your intention is worth nothing when she is 17. Yeah, your intention doesn't when she is 17. Yeah, your intention. You're a freaking creep. Your intention isn't nothing.
You're tuned in to 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name's Matt Milner, and I am live in Studio 2A with Imogen Rose. Thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
So one of the things that I really enjoy about your songwriting is the specificity. You, I think, do a wonderful job of evoking really, you know, specific little details that kind of ground folks, sort of bring people into the world of the song. And it makes me interested to explore more about how songs sort of what's the kernel that songs start with. So tell me a little bit about, you know, in your songwriting process, where do the songs start? Do they tend to start with a concept? Do they start with a line? Do they start with a melody? Like where does the seed get planted?
That is all over the place. It's everything. Yeah, it's the chords, it's the line. Mostly it's just the feeling that needs to be expressed. Sometimes I'll like have these weird subconscious thoughts just bubble up to the surface, and then 3 days later I'll write a song about something, and I'll realize that it was directly correlated to something I didn't know was going on. Or that's really just like whatever, all over the place. I try not to stick too much to routine, though I know I might be scolded by the pros for that. But I just want it to come out. That's really what it's about.
And how much do the songs evolve? Kind of once you've got that first skeletal draft, are you a rewriter, or do you tend to take that first version that comes out and treat that as the song that you're gonna continue to refine, obviously, but that it comes out pretty fully formed in its first version?
The reformation and the transformation of song happens really through performing. So I'll notice what doesn't feel as pleasant or as correct or honest to sing. I think really for me, the songs I enjoy most and the songs that I am writing, and when I know a song is done, is just when it's truly honest to the situation. And so if it feels that way and it sounds good to me, then I don't really rewrite. I just perform it. Yeah.
Do all of your songs have a grounding in some kind of a autobiographical context, or do you have some where you're adopting another voice or trying to inhabit a different situation?
When I was younger, they were not autobiographical, and I still play some of those songs, but now they're more so I write based off of something that's happened to me. And I not in a very like I've never gone to the like Randy Newman path of like really out there, just because I haven't been able to connect in that way. Though I'll write, I've written a couple songs that are based off of other people's songs that like I'm throwing my own perspective onto it, but it's not always, it's never just this happened to my friend.
Right. So you mentioned sometimes writing almost like a response or an interpretation of another song. Does that something that started as a writing exercise, or something that just where the sort of spark of inspiration came from the particular song?
It's really how the song affects me, and the song that comes to mind. I open my set with a song that I based off of Joni Mitchell's Cactus Tree, and that song is basically about, you know, the tag is she's so busy being free. There are all these suitors lining up for this one amazing, grand, like vivacious young woman. And I really enjoy how Joni Mitchell embraces that the main character of that song can feel for every single one of the men that are vying for her attention, yet still be honest enough with herself and them to not commit and to not marry them. If you haven't heard the song, then it sounds very, I don't even know what it sounds like, but to me, I think that the brevity of a relationship for me does not undermine how important it is to me, or how, if I know, you know, I went into like a high school relationship and we're going to break up at the end of high school when we're going to college, and to me it's like that doesn't stop me from wanting to feel as much as I can. And so I wrote that song from the perspective of one of the people that was in love with this woman. But because I've been in that situation. So it's not exactly, okay, I'm gonna do this now and write from someone else's perspective or write a response, but just this really touched me, and the style it was written in really touched me, and I'm going to respond to it personally. Yeah.
I love that. So we're catching you right on the precipice of a big life transition. You mentioned before that you recently graduated from high school, and I'm curious, as you kind of look ahead in the next stages of life's journey, how is your music going to continue to play a role in your life? Are you envisioning that you're gonna try to keep performing once you're in college, or take a hiatus?
I've been really considering taking a brief performing hiatus, but I know that I'm going to New York, and I know the moment I get there, I'll be itching to perform. But again, that balance that we talked about earlier of really spending time writing versus preparing for another gig.
Sure.
I want to reorient my attention towards writing and classes, and I'm not studying music, so focusing on my schoolwork. Yeah.
Is the idea of having the sort of opportunities that could be laid out before you playing in New York something that's exciting, intimidating, a little bit of all of the above?
Yes, incredibly intimidating. I mean, what's so cool is that everyone who's there is like wants to be there, wants to be a musician, probably moved to New York because it's New York. I'm really excited. I can't speak on abstract, ethereal things that have not happened yet because they're not real.
Yeah.
So just not yet, but.
Well, if folks want to be able to keep track of new music or shows, things like that, what's the best way for folks to be able to follow you online?
I have a website, www.imogenrosemusic.com. Or I have an Instagram, which is also Imogen Rose Music. Those are really the only two platforms I use. I don't know how to use Facebook, so I will not see that. But yeah, and I try to keep my website updated usually. And yeah, Instagram, probably.
Perfect. All right. Well, we have about 18 minutes left, and so we can squeeze in as much music as we can play there, and then we'll wrap things up at the top of the hour.
Okay, great. Thanks very much.
I went through it, trying to believe that my world wouldn't end when you wanted to leave. I couldn't breathe. Scratching its scars till they start to bleed. I knew it. How could you care? Lie through your teeth. I was standing right there. I need some air. But my lungs are sore and my skin is bare. Said she loved me back in August, but you broke being honest for me. And I don't wanna see you anymore. But you still text at midnight. Tell me what's on your mind, and I can't figure out what for. Tell me what you want from me, 'cause it's so unclear, and I just need to know. At first you say we're fine, and then you cross a line. Please just let me let you go. I've been skipping our song when it plays. Turn down the radio, try not to say your name in spite. But it comes up so often in conversation, and these days they don't sound the same. Oh, tied to too many memories that we didn't make. Said goodbye back in August, but you won't keep that promise to me. And I don't wanna be this anymore. Oh, but you still text at midnight. Tell me what's on your mind, and I can't figure out what for. Tell me what you want from me, 'cause it's so unclear, and I just need to know. Oh, I'm tired of misconceptions, distrusting your intentions. us. Please just let me let you go. Oh, please let me let you go. Whoa. Just let me let you go. Oh, please let me let you go. Please let me let you go. Last night I dreamt of you. We were on your car, looking at the view, and the sun looked so good on you. This morning I wrote you a letter with some chords, trying to make it better, and I know that you'll hear it soon. It's raining in the morning, and I need you here. I'm waiting for the moment that I can hold you dear. Our final kiss lies on my lips, my hands in your hair, your eyes everywhere, the touch of your skin, your beautiful grin with lightning and thunder. You fill me with wonder. Hazy days just wasting time. Watch the sunset into the night. Can I rest my head on your shoulder? It's raining in the morning, and you're in my arms. We're waiting for the moment. The future doesn't feel so far. Our final kiss lies on my lips, my hands in your hair, your eyes everywhere, the touch of your skin, your beautiful grin with lightning and thunder. You fill me with wonder. Thank you.
Well, he was 17 when I saw him cry for the first time, mourning what had gone by, and he told me wasted time will lead me to regret. Well, I took his hand and I led him through what it meant to be a man, just what he had to do, and I showed him just how much life he had left. But change is never changing, and our old ways are coming back to haunt us in our sleep. And how can we stray from sorrow when there's no tomorrow guarantee? Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I found a photograph from when I was 4, smiling up at my mother laying on the floor, and I catch a glimpse of her eyes from back then when she turns to me and laughs, throwing back her head. And I've been driving fast on the freeway late at night, and it's starting to feel like I'm running for my life, oh, trying to catch up with the road that never ends, oh, praying to hold on to anything I can. But time slips through our hands right when we think we understand why we're crying, and all that we can do is try our best to learn to live like we're dying. Oh, before the lights go down, well, there'll be a perfect moment, singing to a crowd, and they'll hear me and know just what I mean. Oh, they'll hear me, and I'll be free. Flags look like nice lights when you're driving too fast, too late at night. I saw the signs pass me by. Naivety is deceiving me. I watched you write your name on my skin. Serial lover picks another to win, then leaves her feeling foolish again. Shamelessly caused the pain in me. Oh. I thought that I knew you well, but even the devil's got charm in hell. Keep confusing the king with yourself, rise and fall, while I'm nothing at all. Still I stand aside, save your pride. They keep telling me to bide my time. Maybe I'll fall front of the line of girls you care to recall. And I know you don't know what it's like to get over a lover. You always have another just waiting for you whenever you'd like. Are you satisfied? Stay in the night.
the door, showed you the door. Are you happy with a dishonest word? Set fires of trust that you haven't earned. But blame me for getting burned, blind to your misbehaving. Still, I don't need saving, so pack up your God complex, 'cause there's nothing coming next. Do you miss me, or do you miss the sex? I won't fall again for being just friends. And I know you don't know what it's like to get over a lover. You always have another just waiting for you whenever you'd like. Are you satisfied staying the night? And if you're coming back for more, check your options. You've forgotten, won't give you the girl you wasted before. Yeah, I made up my mind when I showed you the door, showed you the door. Oh, take me out into the desert, kiss me like you don't know better. Let me love you like I won't ever know. Oh, close the door with her behind. Promise it was just one time, but you understand if I decide to go. So I stayed and let you play the part, a charmer with a harmless heart. And what's so wrong with loving to love? Well, I know you don't know what it's like to get over a lover. You always have another just waiting for you whenever you'd like. Are you satisfied staying the night? And if you're coming back for more, check your options. You've forgotten, won't give you the girl you wasted before. Yeah, I made up my mind when I showed you the door, showed you the door.
You've been listening to Imogen Rose live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only. Imogen, thank you so much for joining us.